David. So if you just imagine, not me, but him, I'll speak in the first person as him. Says David, I know I am generally guilty of setting low expectations for myself. But to me, the fact that I still get up in the morning, albeit usually 2 to 3 hours later than most people, and the fact that I make it to church on a Sunday is a permanent miracle for me. Not because of the scale of the tragedy, most widows do get up most mornings, but because when this hit, I was, and some of my less diplomatic friends subsequently acknowledged this, possibly the worst person to face what I had to face. I remember the year or so before the earthquake being wrapped up in self-pity at some amorphous wrong that had been done to me. I'd recall Jack Nicholson asking a room of people in a movie, "What if this is as good as it gets?" I had a dispute with a plumber that left me discontented for months. I was generally morose, if not mildly depressed. My faith made a mustard seed look like a house. Obscurely, I remember for months being explicitly scared of losing Julie. I was convinced I wouldn't cope. I'd idly consider what I'd do to myself if she did. Possibly more realistically, I wondered who I would hand Ethan over to. I remember praying repeatedly that I wouldn't lose her. And when the earthquake hit, it was terrible. The dawning realization that something was wrong. The desperate alternation of fearing the worst and clutching at hope. The understanding that her life was ended and that ours, in a sense, had also. I was numb for so long. There were apparently pretty decent aftershocks for a day or two, and I was right by the fault line, but I don't remember noticing any of them. At times there was so much pain, I remember being curled up like a baby, bawling my eyes out. I remember wondering if I'd ever stop crying. I remember one time crying for so long I had time to wonder if someone would mistake me for some kind of animal, and deciding for no particularly good reason it would probably be a hyena. But I didn't fall apart. I have suffered at stages from depression and possibly from post-traumatic stress disorder. I've had good patches and low patches, but I didn't fall apart. In some ways, that would have been enough, but it would be a bit rubbish as a testimony, though, as I'm not actually the one standing here reading this to you, I'm somewhat more relaxed about that. Instead, there's been so much more. I'm wary of painting myself in positive colours, partly because it seems immodest, partly for fear of being corrected by people who know me. But my sense is that the earthquake brought me an inner strength I'd never had, a level of peace I'd never known, and a sense of love I'd probably never experienced, and a concern for others that I suspect is fundamentally new. While I still get low, and while I definitely still get angry, especially with Ethan, I do it a lot less than I did, and generally with more reason. The sense of love was very tangible. Most visibly, I felt blessed by the people who took Ethan and I into their homes and their hearts. First my neighbours, then from some friends from St. John's and Latimer Square, and then for the longest time, Nick and Alison Cook. And it must to them have seemed like an eternity. It was something like a year before I went back home, but I was cared for the whole time. St. Saviour's was constantly wonderful, never too intrusive, but always willing, never offering platitudes, but always warm and always listening. And I am still cared for in a very real, very tangible, and very valuable way. For me, this has been an incredibly tangible demonstration of grace. Obvious enough that even I could understand it. As some people struggle with grace intellectually, I think my struggle was always with acknowledging just how little I deserved God's love, and therefore how marvellous it was that he had given it anyway. I spent a year and more feeling utterly lost and helpless, and yet feeling loved and comforted and strengthened, receiving so much, so constantly, for so long. Basically, it just hammered into my head that this is what Jesus had done and had been doing all along. I learned how to receive grace, how it felt to be offered it, and how it felt to receive it. I learned the joy of wanting to give back out of pure gratitude. And it also helped me to understand by contrast just how self-centered I more generally am. The sense of inner strength and peace are harder to describe. In part, it was simply a shift of perspective. The worst had happened. But terrible as it was, the world was still spinning, and I could still function, and I could still feel love and joy and purpose and fulfillment. More profoundly, perhaps, losing Julie also meant I wanted to think about where she'd gone. And so heaven gained a new sense of reality in my mind, which brought a fundamentally new, to me at least, sense of hope. At least tangibly, but very real, was the sense of God's presence. This hasn't been a constant, but it's been there at the worst times, which is when I've needed it most. I'm struggling to describe it better than that, but I do know that I trust and appreciate Jesus more than I ever did, and that I feel more grateful to him now than I ever have. I can't think of losing Julie as anything other than a tragedy. And I don't want to diminish what Ethan has lost, what her family has lost, what her friends have lost. But equally, I cannot deny that what has come out of it for me has been an incredible blessing. Friends, why don't we pray?